There truly is, on the eve of the Messiah's birth, a wonder and excitement. The older that I get, the more joy this season truly brings. Because it is glad tidings and truly the greatest news the world would ever hear. Because it is of the King who is in a manger. It is He, this child in a manger, mind you, it is He who is given every nation on earth as His inheritance. Every single one. And the very ends of the earth are His possession. The very ends. And this is said of a child because He's God and He is the King. But what I want us to look at just for a few moments while we are together, and I thought this was appropriate for the day in which we live, the last title that is given to this King, Jesus Christ, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, is Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. And I want that to be where our minds and our hearts are. Because as we've sung in the hymns that we've had together tonight, that we have sung, there are the very relevant and present truths. Man is a sinner, and man needs to be saved. And yet there is this God who provides all peace for all time to all who would come to Him. He is the Prince of Peace. And He being the Prince of Peace, regardless of where you are right at this very moment, the Prince of Peace is the one who can truly care for your needs. Let us get beyond for a moment, just for a moment, the babe in a manger. Because He did grow up. And He did live life. And He struggled and He suffered. And He would ultimately die on a cross. But He's full of peace. When we think of His humble beginnings, it was very similar to our day. Bethlehem was a hustle and bustle town at the time, with the census that was to be taken. And yet, amidst all of that chaos, if you will, in that day, there is this Savior who is born, and it's almost as though time stops for a moment. All the hustle and bustle doesn't matter because the Prince of Peace came to earth. This is our focus. In the busyness of our lives, in the busyness of whatever tomorrow has for you, whatever that busyness looks like, He is the Prince of Peace, and it is He who is worth all of our attention. All of it. Every last little bit of it. We celebrate joy amidst a busy season in our lives. Joseph and Mary would celebrate joy at a busy season in their lives. They didn't know how to be parents. They were new parents. This was their first go-around. And so they were busy, sure. And they experienced all of the human characteristics. Everyone. How are we going to care for this child? How are we going to love this child? And what does all of that look like? One thing that would get me to even think an immense amount was that there was no disposable diaper in their day. I would be lost. And yet they have a peace and a joy amidst their circumstance. Now, it's not just the events themselves that He is the Prince of Peace. It's not just the events, it's Christ Himself, all wrapped up in one person, is all the peace you could ever get. No law, no government mandate, none of it. It's held in a person. That's truly why the Messiah is fascinating. He is the Prince of Peace. And therefore, he makes peace. He makes peace because he is peace. You know how he makes peace? He makes it by the blood of his cross. That's how he makes peace. He reconciles ruined sinners to himself to make peace in a way that they could not. But why do we celebrate? Why are we here? I think it's a fair question to ask. Some come out of tradition. This is what we do. Some, it is to enjoy family. Family come in from all over the place, and it's a delightful time, and they get to enjoy that, and maybe there's some pie and cookies afterwards. These are things that we do. But for those of us who have trusted in Christ, this evening has far more significance to it. Because, yes, although our traditions are alive and well, we are here to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why we're here. The songs are great. The voices are a joy to hear. But the purpose that we are here is it is because we believe that this Messiah, born in a manger, is what Revelation 19 verse 16 says. His name is written in big capital letters, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is who this Advent child is. The most powerful baby, if you will, known to humanity, was in that manger. He fulfilled every Old Testament promise told about him. Every single one. Every one of his coming without fail. He saves people every day. He's saving people this very moment. And there are yet those who are not his that will be his. This is the power that he has. This is the power of this child. He is the Prince of Peace. Now, this Prince of Peace is also the Savior of the entire world. The whole world. He came for the people of this planet. Here. And because he is the Savior of the world, he's the only one who can give peace. He's the only one who is entitled. That word's thrown around a lot these days. He is the only one entitled to give peace. And him alone. No one takes that title. No one takes his ability. It's all his own. But yet in his kindness, he says to his disciples in John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you." He leaves it with his disciples. He gives it to them. And then he says something incredible. Not as the world gives. My peace is totally different. Not as the world gives, but as I give it. It truly is a special peace that is given. Again, no treaty, no pact, no agreement, no law, no passing of Congress, none of it will offer this peace that the very Prince of Peace offers you tonight. Because as we've also sung, the reality is whether we know people or there are people in this room, there are those who have not experienced the peace of God. So how do you have that peace? Well, if you remember just from a second ago, in John 14, you must be a disciple of Christ. That's not an every Sunday follower. That's an everyday follower. An every minute follower. A follower who will fail. A follower who will mess up. Nonetheless, a follower of Christ. So how do you become his disciple? Because this is ultimately what this babe in a manger, he would take 12 men alongside of him. He didn't stay a child. He desires that you this very evening would confess your sins to him because he knows all of them. Remember, this is the most powerful in the universe. He's the most powerful. No one is like him. What he requires of people is not a challenging. This isn't a Rubik's Cube. I've never figured one out. This is not a Rubik's Cube. He asks that you would turn from your sin. That's what he's asking of you if you have not come to him this evening. And to trust in him. Put all your trust in him. Because that is when you experience true peace. Let's pray together.